Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Ooh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey everybody. Hope everyone out there. Let me mumble through my words. Almost there. Hello everybody. Welcome back to the show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to Carolyn Joe Show. Carolyn and Joe Show. Just so you guys know, my name is Joe Carabeo. I am a director, filmmaker, photographer. I am part of the band Monday Mistress. And yes, today I am a podcaster. But also, just so you guys know, across from me is one of the greatest people, greatest artists, one of my favorites of all time, one of my partners in crime throughout eternity, the cartoonist, the designer, the only one, Carolyn Belewski. How are you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good.
Cheers!
Yeah, we just... got past the longest night of the year, so...
Is that supposed to be tonight? I thought that was supposed to be tonight.
The winter solstice.
Was that yesterday?
Yes.
That was the Sunday night?
That was the other day.
The other day.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I completely missed that. I feel like it's crazy because I'm already, you know, it's dark and then it's just forever dark.
Forever darkness.
You just get used to that stuff.
Yeah, I don't really see the sun much, only in the morning. And I don't spend much time out there, but that's the only time I see the sunlight.
So it's always the darkest night.
Darkest.
The longest night of all. The Joker appears.
Yeah, I think it's cool to be like, oh, now it's officially winter. But then for people to be like, it's the longest night. I'm like, dude, this whole season until it becomes daylight savings time is the longest night for me.
It's all the longest night.
I'll go into hibernation.
Yeah, so it's the week, man. It's the week. This is the Christmas week, guys. It's already happened. It's here.
Joe.
It just popped up out of nowhere.
Do you have the warmth? Do you have the spirit?
No, I don't.
You don't have any spirit?
I probably out of this year, out of more years than I can remember, I have the most zero amount of holiday spirit
whatsoever. And why is that? Do you think it's just because everything really sped up this year? Like, especially the end of the year? Like... I don't even know what happened this summer, but then all of a sudden it was like, I remember even going through the show, all of a sudden I was like, what? It's August? And then September, October, November came, and then now it's wrapping up the year. We're in the last couple weeks of the year.
So you'd think that, you know, you get into the spirit of things, because specifically when we were doing this show, I mean, currently it was twice a week now, you know, that's a crazy achievement as it is. And then having doing the show every week in general, that you'd know that you'd get into the zones of holidays. But it's funny, I don't even think this year I got into holidays in general. Everything was just such a factory of producing and just getting stuff out that I don't know.
What was the last holiday you remember? You remember Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But I do remember the Carolyn's news. What's the news?
Oh yeah, we got some news for you guys. So... I mean, it's the end of the year, so we don't have any tour dates, but we do have a sale that will still continue. Even, you know, you're probably not going to get stuff if you order right now. You probably won't get it for Christmas, but if you order between now and December 31st, the end of the year, you will get 15% off your total order if you use promo code HOLIDAY15. And the website is my website. It's carolynbelewski.com. And go to the store section. That's where you can find all this goodies. And then...
The goodies!
The goodies, like comics that Joe and I write. Or the new Curls book that just came out that was kickstarted this year. Thanks to all our Kickstarter backers. And if you missed out on the Kickstarter, you can grab a book from the store. And what else is there? So many cool things. There's Mad Men... character prints, there's buttons, we have sad fish buttons, which are really fun. But yeah, check it out. I mean, this is my first ever sale with a promo code, so that's the fun thing about it. And yeah, use the promo code HOLIDAY15 at carolynbelewski.com/store, and you can use that until the end of the year. So it's been running basically the whole month of December, so, you know, 15% off for one whole month. Woo! Yeah, baby.
Those are the deals. Get those deals, man. All about getting those deals.
Yeah. It should be exciting. I mean, like I said, you probably missed out about the Christmas presents right now, but you still can get deals. It can be like a New Year's gift.
You can always get people presents throughout the years anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't have just to buy, be you can
buy
Christmas.
Them now. Buy now.
Buy now.
Push the buy
maybe,
now button.
Maybe even save for next year. Have you ever done that? Like bought a Christmas present like a year in advance?
I have not.
What's the earliest you've bought someone a Christmas present for and like held it? Like you hide it or something, like under the bed or something. You're like, this is for somebody.
But probably has not exceeded like a month or half a month.
So basically you basically do your shopping like after Thanksgiving.
Well, because usually at this time, the prime shopping times, you do have deals.
Yeah.
You do have those deals, you know?
Well, I have been known to buy a Christmas present for the whole year before for a Christmas previous year.
Yeah.
So mostly they're ornaments. So if I see a good ornament that I like, I already have the ornament picked out for the previous year. So basically I've already bought the 2016 Christmas ornaments that I'm going to give away.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, for me, if it exceeds like a certain amount of time, like beforehand, I might as well just give them. I'm just gonna give it to them anyway. You know.
So
what I mean?
Like in August or something, you're like, yeah, "Oh, Merry Christmas."
No, I'll just be like, "Here, hey, I got this for you."
And then people are like, "What's the occasion?"
Or maybe I'll line it up with like their birthday or something like that.
Yeah. So you have bought stuff earlier.
Yeah, but not for like Christmas presents.
Oh, okay. I just wonder, like, there are some people, because my mom's like one of those people that shops the whole year round. So if she sees something that she knows someone will really like, she'll buy it.
You know, and like me personally, I like buying people presents. I like the idea. I remember we were talking with Matt a couple episodes ago about buying presents and stuff like that.
And he was the gift card.
Yeah, he wants to get those gift cards and all that stuff. Like, but for me, man, maybe I thrive at those challenges in life and I really like digging and trying to find something that's unique for a person. I might be an asshole that way. How I don't want to settle, or I don't know. Maybe it's another level of me being so self-involved. I'm trying to like find this another, like this is my own personal challenge for the to find something that they like, you mm-hmm. know, that means something. If it is, then well, all right, then let it be.
I used but to be like all that. About the gift cards. Like when I was in, I guess, high school. Like nowadays, I don't really get presents from, I guess, family members really. But I remember my aunt was always like, "What do you guys want?" And I never really actually knew, honestly. So I was just like, get me a Best Buy gift card. And I was like trying to be like, I wasn't really trying to be, but I was like, you know, whatever, cool high schooler. So I'm just like, yeah, I can find anything I need at Best Buy.
I would say like, I think, you know, maybe it's just this is a representation of how much this year is almost taken out of me that like, I didn't really feel like buying people presents this year. It's like, I felt like, I don't know.
It just
know.
Felt like to me, at least looking at your life, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this, again, is just, like, me looking in on you. But it just felt like another thing for you to do. Like, almost like an assignment or something. Like, you're like, wait, now I have to buy presents for people now?
But I really enjoy that.
I know you,
but
like,
I have to be, like, I have
things.
To be, like, in the spirit of it. And I'm lacking that spirit of just, like, wow, I'm in the giving mood. Like, I'm not even in the giving mood at all.
Are you, like, the Grinch?
I'm, like, you know, I'm in that mood right now that's sort of, like, yeah, that's like the Grinch.
are you like bah humbug?
I'm not purely bah humbug, but I'm just like, in my head, I'm just like, why? It makes me think about all those times where like I've bought people presents, and like I felt like it didn't even like matter to them,
or they didn't, you know, like what I mean? Reciprocate. I'm not saying that you don't have to need a present back, but it's more of like an emotional reciprocation.
Yeah, I felt like there's no I feel like I've lost like just any reciprocation for anybody from anybody. I don't know if I feel crappy, you know, just the way a lot of things panned out today. It just makes me not really want to look forward to any connection at all with people, if that makes any sense. And like buying presents is one of those things where it's almost like, hey, we had a great year, and like, you know, this is us celebrating. But then I look back and I'm like, no, it's sort of just like
also,
you know, and then it just accumulates over the passage of several years. It's like, you know, you get. I like to return the energy that's given to me, and I feel like I wasn't really given that great of energy this year.
I was going to say also that the energy that you get from other people, if you feel like you don't really want to give them a present, because sometimes if you're, I feel like at our age
I don't
want
to force it,
I don't,
though.
And I don't want to be like an old person, like at our age, but like it really feels like Christmas is, you know, for kids, and I'm all about like staying a staying as young as possible for as long as possible, but there does come an age where you really do have everything that you need and you are sustainable on your own to buy everything you need.
But that's
like when you're a kid, you don't have like funds or money or a job. So, you know, you want toys or a bike or, you know, something fun you can play with outside or a video game or whatever people do, you know? And, you know, you need to have those activities. But like when you're older, like, you can buy anything that you need. Like, if you need a certain shirt or if you have a certain style, like, no one's going to buy clothes for you anymore. You're not a little kid. And if you want to do activities, like, you have that money that you can do whatever you need to do because everyone has a job now. So, like, what I mean? Like, what are people going to buy me? Besides, like, something small that's, like, a nice gesture that's like, oh, here's, you know, that's why I feel like smaller gifts are kind of nice.
But see,
right now, you don't have to go all crazy.
But see, that's where I find that it's like really important if you do find a gift that's like
geared the
best,
toward the person.
The best gifts, and this is why even I already have, you know, I don't have a problem with, but I can see how it's not as fun when it's a gift card or it's not as fun where you're telling people what you want. The fact is a gift comes in a wrapped box and you don't know what's in it. And the fact of like it's either a win or a lose, you know, it's that's the part of the fun, and it's great when that present like actually like means something. It has a good present has to like mean something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like there's a part of me that's like lacking, you know, just there's been so much burnt and char throughout the past year towards like efforts that like it's hard for me to like push forward with a jolliness of it because it's, I feel like, you know, I'm not that I'm losing hope, but I'm, you know, I'm taking my time, I guess.
I know what you need. I think you need the Justice League Christmas.
I need a
special.
Bubble tea, yeah.
And bubble tea.
And that's the one thing. I haven't really been exposing myself to too much of that, to the holiday,
to the cheer?
Holiday spirit stuff. I don't even know where this last, maybe that's one of the things. It's like, there's been so many events that happen that like, it's just sort of like, it's a factory. It's, you know, when you become a machine, you lose sight of certain things. So it's sort of like I haven't really, you know, yeah, I've been watching a lot of movies, but they haven't been like holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think you just need a couple injections of that and like a nice Christmas drink, like some cranberry ginger ale, and just need a couple hours to relax, look at the tree.
But see, like what I've realized throughout this whole
might come to you.
What I've realized throughout this like year, it's been a year of like, wow, that was great. No, but this sucked, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, how do you hold on to that stuff? It's like
ups and downs.
It's become like this big challenge of like holding on to like the good or the positive without being sideswiped by everyone else's bullshit, you know? Everyone else's self-importance.
I mean, that's what's going on these days, you know? Everybody's attention is all over the place. Like even the other day was Miss Universe. And that whole Steve Harvey thing, I happened to be on Twitter when the whole thing was happening.
Have you watched it?
I watched a small part of it.
I watched that whole ending, and I'm not gonna lie, I felt really bad for Miss Columbia.
Yeah.
I felt horrible for Miss Columbia. I mean, when I first heard that, like all, you know, first thing I found when I went on to the social media, you know, I'm Filipino, so you see all these people. That's right, Filipino pride. You know, they're all like, mm-hmm. It was almost like a bashing. It's like, yeah, of course she won. Yeah, she won. And then I'm like, all right, that's cool and all. And you know, I understood that, and I saw like the Steve Harvey, like the postings about it and all this stuff. But then to watching it now is very heartbreaking and awkward. And it's such and you know, we can continue talking about this forever, but it's such an awkward and such a perfect fucked up moment that after I watched it, as soon as I finished watching it, of course my mental thought was like, this is a work.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fucking work.
I mean, it looks like a wrestling storyline.
It looked like fucking Money in the Bank. It looked like Sheamus came in and ruined Roman Reigns winning the match. I was like, that's exactly what it looked. When I saw that, I was like, this shit's a work.
First of all,
because no one was talking about that shit before that.
Well, my question was like, how is that even possible to read?
Hold on a sec.
Uh-oh. Are you going to sneeze?
No.
How is it, like, my question is though, how is it even possible to like look at the paper, which would have said Miss Philippines is the winner, and then, like, actually voice out Columbia. Like, part of me was like, is that who he was for? And he, like, wanted her to win, and, like, he rigged it himself.
From what I saw.
Or, can he just not read? Did he get confused about, like, second runner-up, and then he, like, announced the other name?
I don't know, but maybe from what I saw, maybe there's still a hole in the plot, but there's a section of time where he disappeared from the stage. You know, like, I didn't even see him on the stage when it got announced.
I don't know about all that part, because I didn't see all the details.
But this is the conspiracy, not the conspiracy, but this is the work that I'm trying to decipher off of that. It's like, we need to get ratings. We need to get people talking about it. This is what made one of the hottest items. It's great that are really in the whole entire world, the hottest people now are Filipinos, Colombians, and Americans. But I already knew that. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know, but it just
is that true?
No, but that's what it like broke down to, because
when I was on Twitter, I wasn't watching the show live, but like occasionally you see somebody tweet about it or some update about it, and they were, you know, breaking it down. Like, they had, at first it was like the top 15, and then they had like a list of the top 15, and then they had like the top 10. I guess, you know, they cut 5 off for whatever reason, and then like you're looking at these 10 girls or women, and they all look gorgeous. So I'm like, how, you know, I don't even know how you can really determine who is better than the other. First of all, it's a beauty contest, so like they have the evening gown, they have the swimsuit, well, then they have the questions.
You still got those judges. It's always down to those
judges. I know, but like, and also, how can you really determine, like, based on, I don't know how many questions they ask, but it's really like under 5 minutes of being questioned about whatever, you know, I don't know what type of topics they had, but it's not enough time to like really get to know somebody. And of course, all the answers are going to be canned and be like, well, I believe that the world is a beautiful place. You know, like, it's all going to be like those type of answers. So really what it does come down to is a personal preference, or, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I would pick those girls, because honestly, when I saw the top 10, it was just a headshot. What I saw, it was like all 10 of them in like a little box with their little headshots. And I, like, initially I was like, oh, Miss Columbia is probably going to win, because she had this exotic, you know, sultry look. So I was like, she's probably going to win.
Well, also
that was my personal pick just by looking at their photos.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with the Columbia. They all look great.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, how can you pick out one versus the other? Like,
the question. That's the question to ask, Carolyn. Not, the question isn't how. Like, how, why, that's impossible. Yeah, the question is, how would you? How would you? You'd have to tear them apart. You'd really have to tear them apart. Like, no, I don't really like her smile compared to the other one.
Yeah, it's or her look or looks weird.
But those are legit things that have to separate when you have to get to those details. It's like when you're rating.
It's a personal preference.
It's always a personal preference. That's why it's based on a group.
Yeah.
That's why when you have judges in a boxing match, it's just not one person. That's why when you go to like all these other shows, like the, like, what's it called? Like, American Idol, it's not just one person. It has to go to an uneven vote. So that's how it gets. It's a law of averages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But what I'm getting at is that, like, I don't know. It's just such a weird thing to watch.
What are you getting at?
It is a weird thing to kind of watch, though. Like, I used to watch Beauty Pageant when I was younger, and I didn't think about it.
But you always ask the question, too, of like, well, what's your favorite? What's your favorite? This is why I don't like answering that question, because you're always like, what's your favorite part? What was this? That's the same thing of like, okay, who's hotter out of these three chicks?
Yeah, but when I ask those questions, I'm like, okay, we just saw Star Wars. So I'm like, what parts did you like?
The same thing, though. It's still exactly
the same
thing.
But it's just talking about the film.
Yeah, but that's still talking about these chicks.
It's just hard to really judge like 10 beautiful or whatever, however many women represent the whole world.
Yeah, but just because it's difficult doesn't mean they can't find a way to make that happen.
But it does suck for Miss Columbia, because it's like these people.
Oh, that sucked.
They spent their whole life like to be there, you know.
Dude,
like
she had to stand there. She did the whole entire like walk, you know, they did the whole celebration. She did the waves and everyone was doing that. And then at the last minute, before the show even goes down, Steve Harvey comes out, and then he has to be like, I made a mistake. The winner, Miss Philippines won. And then, like, you could tell.
I think he did look really sorry.
He's probably fucking sorry as shit. But, like.
But also, like, okay, my question is.
But watching it in real time, I'm saying it made it such a happening.
Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, like, I still don't understand how that even happened.
I do understand.
he didn't know how to read?
Well, there's so many.
Someone handed him a wrong card?
There's so many things. I think it's either a work or people are blaming design.
or are people like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just so crazy. It is like a wrestling thing.
Did you see the paper, how it was on the envelope?
I didn't see.
Oh, you have to see that. Yeah, they had this posting that all over the place.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you got to be able to judge this conversation.
Can you describe it?
Yeah, it goes top left of, I forget how, second runner-up, USA, underneath that, first runner-up, Colombia, then bottom right in bigger letters, winner, Miss Philippines.
And he didn't know how to read that?
Yeah, it's a fucking work, man. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, part of
how
me,
is it? I would understand if like their names are on the different ends of the card. So if you're reading like a certain direction, it's supposed to read upward or downward. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
But isn't he reading like 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, but then the two are smaller.
Uh huh.
The runners up are smaller.
Yeah.
Philippines is bigger.
Yeah. So why did he miss that?
It's a work.
So. What I think is what they could have done, though, couldn't have they just, like, went along with Colombia?
Like, no, it was so close to happening because you only have so much time on that show that, you know, they
What
even,
if the people were just like, let it go?
Like, they didn't even, like, there's this awesome moment where they're like, I'm sorry, Miss Philippines won. And then everyone's like, then all of a sudden the other crowd, you know, Filipino crowd's cheering, like, yeah. But then, like, she's hesitant to walk out there. She's like, What do I do? She's like back in the line with the rest of the girls.
And then Miss USA was like prodding her. She was like, You won.
Everyone, but then she was still hesitant. You go out there. Then she goes and like stands like
next to
Colombia. Probably 4 feet away. And then they're just standing there being like, what do we do? They're literally just standing there for several seconds being, what do we do? And Colombia's not going to take her crown off and put it on her.
Well, Colombia was also holding flowers.
Yeah, she's holding the flowers.
It's not like she can be like, oh.
And then so last year's whoever.
She's probably in shock.
Everyone's a fucking shock. Last year's, so, you know, whoever last year's winner was, you know, it's her job to put it on the crown, the new one. So it's actually her job to take it off and put it onto Miss Philippines. And so. You actually see for a moment like Miss Columbia had to like kneel lower down so she'd take the crown off, and then right when she's about to put the crown onto Miss Philippines, they actually had to cut off and went off air.
Oh,
so you
really?
Don't even get to see that part.
Oh really?
Yeah. See, it just goes into LMNO Productions after that. So you don't even get to see that crowning.
LMO did that?
No, it's whoever.
Okay.
whoever did that. So, but at that moment,
it was probably like Dick Clark or
when
something.
No, it's not. But like when you're watching that,
Trump.
That is one of the greatest awkward moments in the world because it's like Colombia wants to win, doesn't know what the hell is going on. Philippines comes up there, and then also the person who's supposed to, you know, it takes a few seconds for the other person to walk out there because that's her job.
Yeah.
Miss Philippines is not going to go, I'm like, give me the crown. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's mine.
And then the whole time, Steve Harvey's like, it's my problem. I'm taking full responsibility. I'll show you the card. It's me. You know?
What is his problem? Did he just, like, want Colombia to win?
It's a fucking work. It's a great work, though. Because people were talking about it.
Wait, did he just want attention?
No one would have gave a flying fuck about any of this stuff at all. No one cares about beauty pageants, but people love freaking controversy.
Well, people care about it that are in it. They're spending like tons of money to be there and life working out and putting on gorgeous products and making sure every hair is in place, like Tyler Breeze.
But like to me, like watching that like live, I'm thinking, yeah, I watched it like this morning and I was like watching that. I was like, holy crap, this is so badly awkward. It's amazing.
It was pretty amazing from what I saw, but I tried not
to... And then he misspells their names on Twitter.
to cap it off. You know, it's like...
Both the names.
First of all, not only do you not know how to read, but you also don't know how to spell. So, you know, good job there. But Steve Harvey, it's like, I feel bad for him. I'm going to take it as a general mistake, like he said, but then part of me is like...
Why? Because he's relevant?
I don't know. But maybe, like, you know, you got to forgive people. You know, people make mistakes. He just happened to make one that was on TV and...
No, I think it's a work,
got
though.
A viral thing. You think he wanted that so he can get attention?
I think it's a work. I think it's
but
a
then
legit
he's,
work.
You know, you realize he's never going to get any more hosting gigs unless he does as like a joke or something.
What are you talking about? He has a hosting gig every freaking day.
Where?
Is he on like the Family Feud or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's on that.
I thought that was Louis Anderson.
No, what? Louis Anderson?
Yeah.
No. No, it was like Cedric the Entertainer, I think, and then Steve Harvey had that for like forever.
Dude, wait, are we talking about... Wait, which one are you talking about?
That one
The Price is Right?
No, the one where it's like, yeah, that dude, they have the exes and they choose... I mean, this is the last time I checked.
Oh, Family Feud. Okay. Yeah. I think the guy I'm talking about was doing... what was the one I just said? The Price is Right. Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson's doing The Price is Right?
I believe so. He has been doing it for like at least 5 or 6 years.
Hey, Louis Anderson.
What? I haven't even heard anything about Louis Anderson in a long time.
No, but see, I still believe that it's, there's a percentage, just there's a 75 to 85% of me that thinks it's a work because
you wanted Columbia to win.
Me?
No, he did. Steve Harvey.
No, they wanted something to happen that people will talk about.
So do you think a producer was like, hey, announce the wrong one?
Yes.
They told him to do that. You think he was following orders?
Or because he wasn't out there, or they switched the cards on him. Maybe they both won. Maybe it doesn't even matter.
Donald Trump is saying that they both should co-be Miss Universe.
Why not? That would be the best thing to happen.
I mean...
That would be great for everyone.
The fun.
People get two hot chicks to do that,
and
so they can wave in a car.
They can go around the world and ride in parades.
Well, it's going to suck for them because then they got to split the money.
Maybe they both get money. I don't know how.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know. Maybe Donald Trump will pick.
They're going to split that, and then the first runner-up is actually going to get more money out of everyone.
I think, you know what, though?
Or the second runner-up.
I don't know how it all works out, but I don't know all the money and all that, but I don't know, man. It's just, if anything, it's one of those moments where it's like a Kanye, Taylor Swift moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Where they both get attention. So it kind of works out for both Miss Philippines and Colombia, because first of all, if Colombia won, Colombia gets all the attention. Miss Philippines, no one would remember her anymore, so... Basically, it's good for Miss Philippines. She wins, and now Colombia also gets attention. But the thing is like, we don't actually know their names. I mean, I bet in their home countries,
the Filipino
they know the
name. The Filipino one's name is Pia, P-I-A? Pia?
Well, in their home countries,
another one's name is Sofia Varga.
That's her.
She looked like that. She sort of looked like that, but without the curves.
Yeah. And also,
or am I just saying they all look like that?
The real winner, I was tweeting like halfway through the show before any of the Steve Harvey announcements. The real winner is all of the women there because they all get to eat after the show.
That's right.
That's the real winner. I mean, they all look good. I'm not accusing them of like anorexic and stuff, you know, but I'm just saying like it does take a certain person because I know for fact that Victoria's Secret, a lot of them don't eat real foods. Like 2 or 3 weeks before the Victoria's Secret fashion show, they're actually on a liquid diet for like 2.5 weeks, I think, before the Victoria's Secret fashion show that airs on TV. So I'm pretty damn sure that most of those Miss Universe contest opponents are probably on that same type of diet, and that will keep you alive, you know, for a month or so. But it's not very healthy when it comes down to it. And you know, like it's one of those things that you just got to suck it up and do it for that experience and then, you know, move on with your regularly scheduled diet. But it is kind of one of those things that's like, man, that sucks that people actually have to do that, but I understand that's their job.
I mean, it's like training for a fight, you know, you do the training regimen until the fight. And then afterwards, and you go back to your normal scheduled thing.
I get it, but it does hold unrealistic.
You know, Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's, you know, busting his ass when the movie's coming up. And then afterwards, he's not going to be trying to be as super cut as he was before.
Yeah. I mean,
cause you know, you can't really maintain
You can't maintain that. I don't know how The Rock does it. Honestly.
He wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know he works his ass off and he has a special diet, but then he has like those crazy cheat days and, I mean, I still don't know how he does it. Like, I know how he does it, but I don't know how he does it. But he's at that point where he is at the pinnacle of his career and his body and his life as an actor now. So, I mean, he can figure out a way to make it done.
Well, you know, they have insurance and all that stuff, making sure he keeps just like that.
And he probably has special trainers.
Yeah, I mean, he can afford it, so.
And he probably has special cooks and all that. And I follow him on Instagram and he did a tweet of this woman that was like basically shaving his head on the plane because he can't do it himself. And,
yeah.
And he's like, I mean, when you get to that level where you have somebody shaving your head on a plane, that's when I realized I was like, yeah, he's on a different stratosphere.
Yeah.
Like basically if you have somebody doing all these things for you because you don't even have time to do it yourself. I mean, that's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. It's all about the sacrifice. But yeah, so back
well,
to
this
back
is
to
what,
put,
what puts people on a different level than normal civilians.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
They can complain. They can people can complain about like. The worst thing I ever hear is like, well, if I had a personal trainer or if I worked out every day, I'd look like that too. It's like, yeah, that's true.
It's true.
It's true. Why don't you? And they're like, well, I just don't want to do it though. That's too much effort.
You don't want to take effort.
It's like you're always battling people. You're always getting criticized by people that don't want to take effort. And I find that really annoying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they criticize. I've always had that criticism. People always criticize me. It's like, well, you know, you take that effort. You're always doing stuff. It's like, well, you could do stuff too. Well, I don't feel like doing stuff. Then don't fucking compare, you know? Because there's people who want to hustle just as 10 times harder than me.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying about like the whole Christmas thing and getting all distracted and stuff. So I was distracted with that Miss America thing, or not Miss America, Miss Universe. And it's one of those moments that like everyone's going to remember. I feel like it's for a week. Yeah, for like a day, and then something else will come up. But I do feel like it was one of those funny internet things that happened while I was on the internet.
Well, you should definitely check out the most awkward moment in Miss Universe history.
Is it not that one?
No, that one.
Oh. I did check it out.
No, I mean the video.
Okay, I'll check it out. But I didn't see his paper or any of that. So there's stuff
you gotta watch it in real time.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. And it was very awkward. But it's one of those things where, like, that's why I kind of got away from it. Like, I saw it for, like, a second, and I was like, okay, I need to finish my work. I need to, like, not look at Miss Universe, because, like,
yeah, that's
you know,
what, that's
it's, not
why
that I don't, it's not that I don't care, but it's, like, it's one of those, like, crazy things that happen.
Well, that's
then
why
you
I
gotta
started,
click on it, and then you click on something else.
That's why I started my day with that. So I'm just like, all right, let's just get this out of the system.
But it's, like, since it's going rampant everywhere, it's, like, you have to look at it. It's, like,
yeah, that's why you get it out of your system as
soon
as possible.
I know, but it's just, and then I can't stop talking about it, and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, what does she think?
But that's just down to human error.
Miss Columbia. I'm like, oh, poor Miss Columbia. But then I'm like, oh, congrats, Philippines. And it's just like, oh.
No, but you don't care about all that.
I don't
even care about
like,
all
I'll
that.
I'll probably wake up tomorrow morning and not even think about it.
Colombians, Filipinas, and USA, I could care less about that. But that moment.
The moment was interesting.
That moment made it interesting.
But definitely interesting.
Because now, I mean, really, the person who came out above all this is Steve Harvey. Now everyone's, Steve Harvey has memes and stuff like that. It's incredible.
So you think he actually did that on purpose, or do you think his producer told him to do that?
Why not be a work?
God, that's so crazy.
How's that so crazy?
If he did it on his own, then that's pretty crazy.
We believe in magic. We believe in magic and Chris Angel, David Blaine, and yet we can't imagine someone like a beauty pageant pulling an angle like that.
I can imagine a beauty pageant doing. I just don't know if Steve Harvey went rogue on it.
I remember
and, like, did it himself.
One of the best lines I heard from. No, he's not gonna do it by himself. One of the best lines I ever heard from, I guess, the Miss Universe now was that, like, she says, like, at the end, they're like, how do you feel? It's like, oh, it's very dramatic. It's very crazy, but I guess, you know, it's very 2015, 2016, you know, that's how it is now.
Yeah. It's almost like you can't even take any of these award shows seriously at all now. Like, I've lost respect for so many things in the past few years. Like, for example, Rolling Stone magazine. I used to have, like, good respect for that. And also, I loved the large format back in the day. And then a couple years, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, they got resized. And now they're, like, a tiny little magazine that's, like, I don't know. I think it might be even tinier than the typical magazine size. It just looks so tiny and small and doesn't have a presence like how it used to a few years ago, big on the shelf.
And yet Interview Magazine still has its large format. The same with W Magazine still have the large format.
Yeah, a lot of people still have the large format, which I like for those particular ones. But when first of all, Rolling Stone changed formats to like a dinky little nothing.
But they come out every 2 weeks, right?
And then on top of it, though, when the Boston Marathon bombing happened, they freaking put one of the younger brother on the cover.
They put the Unabomber on their cover too, don't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They did?
Yep.
That's messed up.
They put all those. They put Charlie Manson was on the cover.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All types of criminals have been
See,
on the cover of
Rolling
Stone.
When was the Boston bombing? That was 2000. Was it 14 or 13?
If you go look back at the history, Rolling Stone has put some people on there.
Yeah, I don't. Well, the Manson.
Well, why?
One probably,
why is that crazy? Well, at the same time, you see like Newsweek and all that, they would have. They
yeah,
have terrorists
Stone
and stuff in there.
Is supposed to be about music and culture, like it's not supposed to be about terrorism.
Yeah, but if you notice, music and culture, people are like, hip-hop, it's a culture, you know? Music, it's a culture. So it's like you can't really... The line has been bled all over the place that it's like they do fuse.
Yeah, so you can like light a bomb and then be on the cover of Rolling Stone. That's teaching people proper.
Well, that's
like what, I don't like, you know, some hear. Kid is some kid's gonna think of that. That's that he'll be the king, and if he causes chaos, and I just don't. I lost respect for Rolling Stone recently.
In what does that mean when you lose respect?
History.
When you lost respect, does that mean you didn't get any of their magazines anymore? You didn't buy or pick them up?
I've seen a few of them, and I just don't feel compelled to know that what they do is good journalism anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny because I didn't lose any respect for them, but I just don't even pay attention at all. Is it the same thing?
But also, I guess, you know, overlapping with all these award shows and
all these magazines are all just fluff pieces anyway. No matter what, they're really just fluff. It's not really... You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's not
if somebody's like, look at my article in New York Times, like I would be like, or the New Yorker, I would be like, wow, that's legit. You know, like it feels like you went through something to get spotlight in that.
But then again, there's a certain percentage of people that don't even know what those magazines are.
Well, then they're not intellectuals.
Well, who are you trying to relate to?
Not quite sure, but I'm just saying that I would like to, I mean, obviously the answer is I would like to relate to as many people as possible.
And then Rolling Stone will be there.
I mean, but do people actually read it anymore? I don't know.
If no one read it, it would not be around.
Yeah, but.
Because you said H and all the Maxims, all those are going away.
FHM
and all those things, right?
I don't think Maxim's going away, but For Him magazine.
Stuff magazine's gone. No one's reading that.
Because no one needs to look at hot girls anymore. They can see it online.
Yeah.
There's no point to pick those up. But back in the day, I remember like high school boys would be like, oh man, look at this chick. Because like we had internet, but it wasn't like to this level of, you know, rampant girls everywhere, like giving it all away for free.
For free.
And
free the nipple. Free nipple is what it should be.
And it used to be like an honor for some women to be printed in those magazines. Because they were like, wow, I'm in Stuff Magazine.
Honor. It's such an honor. I can't do the voice.
It's such an honor I'm Miss Universe. I mean...
The last naked Playboys out. I need to get that because it has Ellen Von Unwerth.
And Pam Anderson.
Well, Ellen Von Unwerth.
You better get
Pam
it
Anderson.
Soon because it probably might go off the shelves.
Or it's already off. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna have to be like, oh yeah, I'm buying I'm gonna be all nervous. I'm gonna buy a Playboy. Yeah.
Buy it. Go for it.
It's like already like.
Do you know it's like
years
a it's like a
prime.
Piece of history. It's a piece of history.
I wonder if it's still there. I'll probably get it in the morning.
Just run out, and get Pam Anderson.
But it's awesome because it's also Ellen Von Unwerth doing the last one too.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, people are like, it's Pam Anderson. I was like, it's Ellen Von Unwerth.
You're like, Ellen, yes, I love your work. But
it is fucking awesome.
I know. I don't know. I'm just having a problem with like, so, you know, we have Christmas and then I got distracted with the Miss Universe thing. And I'm like, why did I click on this? Like, I actually don't care. But then they made me care. There's something to that.
No one can make you feel anything you don't want to feel. Don't believe that.
But they made me care and
no,
made me
they
think
did
about
not.
It.
They did not. They did not. You fell for it.
I fell for the Miss America Miss Universe.
They don't, people can't make you feel something. People can't make you do something you don't want to do.
And I understand
and
that.
People around the world in life are always tricked and be like, well, they made me do it. No.
I'm the one who did it. That's what I'm saying. I lost my focus. I got distracted. And then that's why, but I didn't go to the level that you did of looking at the paper and seeing the full thing. I just saw like face reactions.
Yeah. I don't see. I mean, I wasn't fighting against it. I gotta be on the fringe. I gotta be in tap of what's happening. I have a podcast to talk about.
Yeah. We gotta talk about these women. I mean, but what are you going to do if you're Miss Columbia at this point? I would just leverage that as much as you can.
I mean, like I'm
like
saying,
leverage
like
that
you said,
whole disappointment.
She was, like I was saying, she was the she got Money in the Bank, man. She got CM Punk. She got all that stuff. She's like, she was the Miss Universe for so much time.
Yeah, I would. If I was her, I would like somehow. I don't know what she wants to do for, you know, her life, but
no matter what, she's still gonna be beautiful. It's not. That's not gonna go away.
I mean, first of all, a lot of those women, she can easily get any type of modeling gig or whatever, but a lot of them also go on to be newscasters or, you
figure,
know,
figure skaters or
who knows what they,
waitresses, I mean,
actresses. She can,
they
go
can have
on
a charity.
She can go on to do so much stuff. Just leverage that thing.
Or she not. She can go do whatever the hell she wants. That doesn't have to be with being superficial.
It does. No, but that's what I'm saying. She could actually have a career as like a journalist or whatever she wants to do, you know, newscaster. It's kind of sad that a lot of the newscasters now are there for looks and they're just reading a teleprompter.
Yeah, you say that until you see a horrible person, horrible looking person up there. That's not appealing to you.
One time somebody put together, I saw this online, someone put together all of the Fox News female broadcasters, and they are all gorgeous blondes, except for like three of them were brunettes.
But do we know who any of their names?
No.
Yeah, so it's just, that's what they're doing. They're just interchanging.
And then they had like six or seven guys that are just like the solid looking Shepard Smith.
Does anyone out of that group ever like stand out? They're all like, they're known for, you know what I mean? Are they famous?
I mean, Shepard Smith, I would say that some of the guys are, but I don't know any of the girls.
Shepard Book?
I don't know any of the girls though, but they all kind of look the same, honestly. They all cancel each other out. And they all are gorgeous, so, you know, they could work wherever they need to go. I wonder what it's like to be like that level of gorgeous though. I mean, of course, you know, the Miss Universe people were,
see them without their makeup and then actually judge that.
I mean, they were without makeup, or they were with makeup, and they had obviously great hair, great skin, lotion, and, you know, liquid diet for a few weeks.
So you just said, I wonder how it is to be that gorgeous.
Yes, I wonder what it's like, you know, like to be presented like that.
So you're saying that you don't look good? You just admitted that? You think that you don't look as,
I think,
as
I look
the caliber
good,
as them?
I'm not at that groomed level of like being on stage like that.
Well, just think of the dog show, Carolyn.
Yeah, I mean, the dog show
dogs
is pretty ridiculous.
How many dogs actually look like that? That's not even how dogs are supposed to be in their natural habitat, but they have a show, don't they?
Yeah.
And they get to prance around in the circle, and then the judges go touch their balls or their vagina or whatever. You know, and then they're like, oh yeah, this is a good one right here. They got some good balls, good vagina on that.
I don't even know.
I give it 10 points.
Test that.
I don't even know what they do, but that's all I see. Is
well,
they put
their
hand
there.
That's probably how the Miss Universe is. They do the same thing. Now come here, let me touch your boots.
Let me see this.
Not firm enough. That's how you know. I think you just broke the secret. That's how they do it. They're the secret judging. They're like, okay, let's go to the back in between commercials to check the firmness of this ass.
I think that's what they do.
That's what they do.
Because that's what they do at the dog show.
Yeah.
I mean, all, I think
the
it's
the same
all,
thing, right?
Have you ever seen on the dog show, what I find ridiculous is like, the dog will already be looking perfect, but then the groomer takes out the brush and like combs it more.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, dude, didn't even change it at all. I didn't even notice a difference.
It's like, just stop fussing around with
it. They're like fussing around with the dog and like giving him little kibbles and stuff and being like, good dog.
And then afterwards, the dog gets to eat. Or unless they're eating the whole time.
They eat little treats the whole time.
The whole time.
In that competition, they're actually able to eat during the show. But I just think it's odd, like the whole beauty thing. Okay, what I was getting at earlier in the show is like when I was younger, I did sit and watch Ms. America, Ms. USA, and I had fun time like watching it. I didn't disapprove of it or
it's
anything.
Just, it's still just all entertainment.
Yeah, it was entertainment. Like I was sitting there, I was like, and I would look at the women and be like, wow, maybe one day I could be pretty too or something, you know, like look at all their gowns and it's like they had such nice gowns and like flowing hair and like, you know, their whole presence and their aura, like just looked so glamorous. Like it looked like Barbie or something, you know, and I am a fan of Barbie. So go Barbie. I'm seriously like a legit fan. I think she's a great role model.
Go Barbie.
Yeah, go Barbie. Cause like I'm a legit fan of her and she can do anything and she can have all these professions and, you know, and to me, it's not about the looks necessarily. I just really like Barbie. I think she's a fun character. She's living life, you know? And why be miserable if you can be Barbie, you know?
She canceled out the... Oh, never mind. That was hipster. That was hipster Barbie. I'm wrong.
Oh, no.
Hipster Barbie, like, canceled her Instagram account.
I'm not talking about hipster Barbie. I'm talking about the real Barbie.
She was like, I wanted to just represent... You know, it was a social commentary and how, like, the real world presents themselves on social media. And then apparently you guys didn't understand that.
Okay, anyway, we're not talking about that Barbie. We're talking about the real Barbie. And so I would be watching it when I'm younger. And I'll be watching it. And I was into it. And I loved looking at the gowns and all this stuff, you know. I never really got into the swimsuits, honestly, because I was just like, this is a little pervy, but whatever. I guess they have to look at their body or whatever. And then, like... So, you know,
that's really all people ever want to watch.
But now, as
no one really cares.
No, I like the evening gown.
I don't even like the gowns, man. The gowns, like, all I got, they all look like the shit that you see at the store. I don't know. There's nothing about the gowns that was really cool.
Well, to me, I don't know. I thought that it was kind of. I didn't watch this year. I haven't watched a beauty pageant in probably like 15 years.
Those types of gowns have always sort of just annoyed me in general. It always looks like an overmade Christmas tree a lot of times.
Well, I like looking at the colors. I remember, and then they'd have like fun little dance numbers and all that. So I don't know.
they always look robotic though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But now seeing it from an adult perspective, at least, you know, whatever the small portion that I glanced at the other day, it's like, it kind of bothers me, honestly, a little bit. Like, because it's like, I view it from a different lens in my eyes, and it is entertainment, but there's also, like, this whole other level of, like, we're still judging women by, like, a 30-second interview and then, like, looking at them in a bikini. Like, it's...
And that's all we need, isn't it?
And that's all we need to determine who is Miss Universe. And it's like, really, there's like some other women out there that like...
And there's some other planets out there too. So we're just like, you know, we're just only on Earth.
I mean, how can you determine one person?
Why can't it's not, I mean, it's Miss Universe.
To,
it should
you
be Miss Earth.
Have a representative.
Miss Planet.
Miss Earth.
Because it's not like we're counting the girls in Jupiter.
I just wonder if there's ever... Because I know that they always say when they're younger, they're like, this is a sponsorship, a scholarship presentation. But the thing is about the scholarship, maybe I'm missing something about this whole thing, because I went on a photo shoot once with like Miss Virginia contestants for a magazine, and but so maybe I'm missing something, and they're all fine people. So I know there's like a scholarship element involved for the winner, but the thing is like, in order, at least what I gathered from these contestants, is like you have to be somewhat well off, or like, you know, upper middle class at least, to, like, be a part of these pageants. Because even, like, some other pageant people I know, like, their family is well off. And it seems like you need to have money to pay for, like, you know, piano teacher and fitness trainer and, like, a poise person and get classes on how to talk and all this other stuff. And I think these are all healthy things, though, for women to... Not just women, but men, too. I think a lot of people would benefit from a speech class or... Maybe even myself, but like, you know, speech class or some type of hobby, grooming yourself, making sure you look nice and presentable. I think these are all positive things, but it's just taking it to a dramatic length that I feel like, I don't know, it's like extreme sports to be like extreme beauty. And it kind of bothers me as an adult a little bit, though, just to judge somebody by a couple minutes. Look at their bikini and their questions. Like, you don't see a men version of this. Like, do you see like Mr. Universe? Is there such a thing?
Yeah, that's one where all
is that like
all,
a weightlifting competition?
Yeah, that's one. All those big ass ripped dudes are up there.
Is that
remember
like
Mr.
Is it
Universe
televised?
Yeah, but not like it's not as televised as this one.
See, I just
these
think
are
it's,
all they're all but they're all different promoters though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, so it's like whoever's promoting it.
And also those ripped guys that are like Mr. Universe or whatever. I don't even think that that's hot. Like, or do they have to answer questions like about like what would you do for world peace and all that?
I don't even think people care.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why are we putting women to like this
pedestal?
This viewpoint? Because like maybe it will never go away because it's like a scholarship thing or whatever. But like it's almost like you got to pay to play. To even be a beauty contestant.
You know why?
Like, they're not picking women that, like, actually need scholarships.
That's because people...
Like, out the street to be like, this poor girl, like, hasn't had a bath all week.
People still want
to
see that.
She needs
to
be Miss America.
The moment people stop wanting to see that, then it'll go away.
You know,
it's just like the magazines. When people stop buying these magazines, it'll go away.
Yeah.
But they're going to keep on wanting people to talk about it, and they'll keep on coming back.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's what pro wrestling is all about, man. You get a buzz. You get people talking.
I mean, people are definitely talking about the Miss Universe this year, so it was exciting to see. I mean,
you only saw 15 seconds of it.
I did, but it was like a shocker. You know, it was like, what happened there? That was very awkward. And just like looking at the looks.
I'm just like
to
me,
two women next to each other.
To me, when I saw that, I was like, wow, they actually pulled an angle, a wrestling angle on Miss Universe. I was like, I applaud them for trying.
So, do you think that they gave Steve Harvey a different card?
No, he's had the same card the whole time. I think he went off the stage and just blurted it out.
How did he mess up that?
Beats me, man.
They just told him to announce Columbia as the winner?
Sure.
But then the card said something different? Who knows?
Maybe it wasn't even his voice.
Oh, God. Who knows? What a conspiracy. Beauty pageant conspiracy.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, well, the winner who was supposed to win still won.
So from a...
But she was so close to not... She didn't even get crowned on screen, too.
I know, it's so sad. Joe, from a male perspective...
I still don't care.
You just don't even care. Did you ever watch beauty pageants?
Sure, yeah.
Were you into them?
Not really. Not as into like, wow, that's so great. It's just sort of like there was an event that was on.
You're just like, look at these beautiful women.
I was still just like, I wasn't even really blown away by them.
I mean, they definitely have a very dramatic look. You know, obviously they're wearing stage makeup. Because
you know
all
me,
that,
I like more character. I like when people have character and like it's atypical and it's unique. I don't really like, wow, they all look the same. What makes them different? Oh, this one wants to be a nurse. This one wants to save the dolphins. Those are challenging things for me.
Yeah, really.
They're not troublemaker enough for me. That's why.
What comes down to it, though, all of them are great. They could have all won.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know they're great. They could be freaking bitches for all I know. They probably are. Why not?
Well, the ones
they're
that
bitches until
I
proven
with.
Not. They're bitches until proven not bitches.
The
that's
ones
how
that
it's in
I
my book.
I worked with for Miss Virginia. I will say I didn't really see any like strong bitches out there. I thought that they were just, you know, girls just trying to do their best out there, and. None of them really were rude or anything.
Yeah.
So they're just in it for themselves to try to be the best person that they could be.
Well, you know what? It's all about looking good, isn't it? That's why we're doing a radio show. So we don't have to do that.
Have you ever been told you have a face for radio?
No.
That's one of those things people say when they're like, don't be on TV.
Yeah.
Don't.
Don't. Don't go in that door.
Don't.
Don't. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Check them out at Stray Productions, astrayproductions.com. Check out my new website, joecarabeo.com. Also, check out the news from Joe Carabeo at gostray.tumblr.com. Also, don't forget one-shots.com. Check out my films. And also, facebook.com/Monday Mistress, my band that I'm in that I play bass and we pretty rock. And also, Carolyn has a website, carolynbelewski.com. Also, check out Comic Strip Curls. CurlsHappenStudio.com/curls. And the world is getting closer to Christmas in a few days. In a few days. Check us out. CarolynJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Let them know, Carolyn.
You're bona fide.